Good morning, I'm Anna Palmer.
And I am Jake Sherman.
And welcome to the Daily Punch, brought to you by Punchbowl News. It's Monday, March 25th, 2024. Let's get into the mix. Here are your Washington headlines of the day. Number one, why everyone is mad heading into the two-week recess. Number two, anti-TikTok ads hit the airwaves. And number three, congressional veep stakes. All right, Jake, let's get into it. We have a kind of gloomy top this morning about everybody leaving town in this two-week recess in a not-so-very good place. John Bresnahan reporting live.
Yeah, that's right. Let's start with this. If you're listening to this and you're a member of Congress, you're not in Washington, most likely, or maybe you are, but Congress is out for the next 2 weeks. On a recess for people are around the world, around the country doing their thing. So Washington will be, or the Capitol will be, quiet for the next 2 weeks. Brez writes a kind of a, not a postmortem, but a postmortem of sorts about how everybody is angry and everybody and everyone left town angry with each other, I guess is the best way to say it. Conservatives are upset with Mike Johnson over the spending bill and may seek to oust him. And we should pause on that for a second, Anna, because Marjorie Taylor Greene, who is the Georgia Republican, who has been, you know, when Kevin McCarthy was speaker, was kind of on the side of the leadership. Now she is a staunch opponent of Mike Johnson. She filed a motion to vacate before she left town. On Friday,
slip, you know, hey,
she called it a, I was going to add this in the newsletter. I don't know she said it's a warning and a pink slip. So I'm not sure how it could be a warning and a pink slip. Cause a pink slip, I think, is a warning or whatever. Anyway, not important. I would just say this. I've gotten a lot of, email and text traffic on this, whether Mike Johnson will be ousted. The answer is, I don't know the answer to that. But I would say this, the margins in the House Republican Conference are very, 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 very slim. If she does go through with a vote, which she could decide to do, she will probably succeed because there will be one other person or two other people or three other people who vote with her. That's almost certain. The question then is, two questions. Will Democrats help save him after he puts Ukraine aid on the floor, which they've indicated they would? And can Mike Johnson be speaker with Democratic support? I think that's a big question.
I mean, it is and it isn't. They're going to have a one-seat majority. I mean, to your point. I mean, like, just like take a step back. It's not like, okay, he's got some big majority and he loses all these Republicans and Democrats come save the day. I mean, at this point, you're almost in a 50-50 house. If MTG does put this on the floor, of course there's going to be more than just herself that vote for this bill. And I think the bigger question, and to your point, though, is, yes, people are upset now. They're going to have 2 weeks to kind of cool off, maybe 2 weeks to think about what's happening in Congress and stew on it a little bit. But the bigger question for Johnson is, does he, knowing that he already has this kind of, you know, this quote-unquote pink slip from MTG out there, does he push forward on Ukraine aid as many believe he has promised and believe he will?
Yeah, I don't know the answer to that. He hasn't been clear on that. Although Michael McCaul, the chair of the House Foreign Affairs Committee, said that Johnson has committed to a vote on the floor after Easter. So we'll have to see. But let's get back to people being mad at everybody. Mitch McConnell is upset at Johnson for not putting Ukraine on the floor. Progressives are mad at Biden and their own leadership for $4 billion in military aid. Chuck Schumer is upset with Netanyahu. Republicans are upset with Biden and Schumer over their treatment of Netanyahu. Biden is upset with House Republicans over their sputtering impeachment inquiry. Conservatives are demanding Schumer move forward with a full impeachment trial for Alejandro Mayorkas. People are quitting Congress, Anna, without even telling, their leadership. So, you know, that is a, that is where we are. It is a gloomy situation for the House of Representatives right now. And I'm not sure it's going to get, or for Congress generally, and I'm not sure it's going to get much better.
Yeah, hard to see it getting better. I mean, I think when you look at what they have to deal with, it's only going to be more partisan and a lot more fighting when it comes to foreign aid, which is kind of the next biggest thing on the docket for Congress to deal with. Let's move on to the number two story of the morning. The TikTok fight comes to your TV screen. The fight over banning TikTok, long confined to congressional committees, federal boards, and online screens, has now moved to TVs across the country. Two entities are running ads about the perceived danger of the popular social media app, which is owned by ByteDance, a Chinese company.
Yes, so two ads up, Anna, this week or the last week and on TV right now. One by the American Parents Coalition saying that TikTok takes 2 minutes to glorify self-harm. And the spot says TikTok is targeting America's youth and notes that 41% of children spend 120 minutes a day on the app. And it says, stop, we can't go on like this. Stop the poison. This ad is airing a whole host of places. The other ad being paid for by State Armor Action, a national security focus group running in Columbus, Billings, Montana, and Missoula, Montana. And it talks about the TikTok's connection to the CCP, the Chinese Communist Party, which is a main rallying cry for the anti-TikTok crew. So on the Hill, Senate leaders are still weighing how to address the TikTok bill that came out of the House overwhelmingly. It would be banned in the U.S. under that bill. We don't, you know, Mark Warner, the chair of the Intelligence Committee, and Maria Cantwell, the chair of the Commerce Committee, are on different sides of this issue, but something that we're going to get a lot of pressure. We're going to see a lot of pressure when Congress returns in a couple weeks.
All right, let's move on to the number three story of the morning. Veep stakes on the Hill, with former President Donald Trump still waiting to lock down who his number two is going to be. Despite getting the GOP presidential nominee, there are several contenders on Capitol Hill. But it's an interesting balance here, Jake, because they also risk the opportunity to move up in the Hill ranks if they take the chance to join Trump on the trail. Here's a look at who we are watching in Congress. I'm going to start off. Representative Elise Stefanik, somebody you and I have talked about for a while, the Republican from New York, House Republican Conference Chair. She has led GOP messaging, has been a big defender of Trump on Capitol Hill and beyond. She speaks with him frequently and has long aligned herself with the former president. Could certainly, you know, be one of the top people that a lot of people have been thinking about. Okay, if you're talking about the handful of Republicans who could be on the Trump presidential ticket, Stefanik is one of those.
Yeah, that's right. She certainly is, and if she's not in the if she's not VP, she'll probably be, I would have to imagine, in the cabinet in some way, shape, or form. She has, I mean, listen, she did not run for speaker when during the melee just a couple of months ago, or if, late last year. Jim Jordan, chair of the Judiciary Committee, said he's focused on traveling all over the place pretty much every weekend to help the House Republican Conference. If he doesn't take that, he could run for minority leader. A couple other important names to mention: J.D. Vance, Byron Donalds, Tim Scott, Marco Rubio, a whole gaggle of folks on Capitol Hill who could be VP.
All right, with that, thanks so much for listening. We appreciate it. If you like the Daily Punch, please share it on social media. Tell your friends. It's the best way for folks to find out about us. And of course, you can go deeper on everything we talked about this morning and more by signing up for our free morning newsletter. All it takes is an email. Go to punchbowl.news. Have a great day and stay safe, everybody.